I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sawan Masih, a Pakistani Christian accused of blasphemy back in 2013, has been acquitted after languishing in prison for 7 years. Nehemiah of FMI says the motivation behind the charge wasn't exactly religious.
Government and business community, they wanted to grab this colony, this land. They wanted to build some factory on this land. So first they tried to convince Christians of this area to leave this colony. When they refused, they just made a story and accused this guy, Sawan. And they just accused him with the false charges of blasphemy and burned the whole town.
Masih lost his home and many family members in the attack. Join us in praying that Pakistan's believers would have strength to stand firm in spite of persecution. And our last story is one of impact. One day when he was driving, Mike Schofield found himself listening to an interview with Jason Wolford, president of Mission Cry. He learned that Mission Cry sends used Bibles and Christian books overseas. He quickly looked up more information and decided to help out. Schofield tells us,
I involved my church and I did a Bible drive, and I came up with about 200 Bibles my first year just from my own church alone.
And he's encouraging people like you to get involved however you can.
It's amazing what God is doing, not only abroad, but what he does as we step forward in faith, just doing what he calls us to do.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a pretty rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.